Think of our solar system, its colossal size. I have the impression that there are many solar systems, that ours is a very big one, but there are others which are much larger, and still others which again are larger, and that their distance from other solid bodies floating in the atmosphere, this distance is enormous. I have also the impression that not only is there endless space and endless mass of the solar systems that are in that space, but there's endless time and endless mental power, that there are great masses of mind, of which ours in this little earth we live on is only a small part. The same planet. We breathe the same air, and we are under the power of the light which the sun gives. No sunlight, no existence on this earth. We are all under the same conditions, and it is our privilege to make the best of those conditions, of the air we breathe, of the light we receive from the sun, that life-giving light. At present, all over the world is war. So much destruction, and so little compared with that destruction that is creative. Many minds who are in what we call war, those minds might have enormous creative power, but they are killed, smashed by the destruction. If one studies history, one sees a series of wars. One sees clearly that nobody wins any of those wars. Everybody loses, that they are madness. They are the lowest form of intelligence. The men who control things at the top, they have this low form of intelligence. They create these wars. It is time that all humanity understood. The artist then is living under the same conditions, making the best of those conditions, realizing that no matter how much effort he gives to improve his art, no matter how great an effort, there is no limit upwards, no limit. No matter how much a great artist improves his art, develops it, there is no limit to further improvement, further reaching upwards. art is like the deep roots of a great oak tree. And out of those roots grow many branches, many kinds of art. The dance, architecture, painting, music, the art of words, the art that Shakespeare had. In a marvelous way, he understood those things, our faults, our strengths, how we struggle to live. Travel in many countries, and I notice that Shakespeare is translated into the language of that country, is performed in that country, his poetry is read, and he is not merely the artist of one country, but the artist of the world. What a wonderful solution to life. The artist of the world. Thank you.